Hello and welcome to episode 121 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we trek over to Arizona to seek out the ultimate hole in the ground, the Grand Canyon.
Leave it as it is. The ages have been at work on it, and man can only mar it. What you can do is keep it as one of the great sights which every American should see.
So said President Theodore Roosevelt about the Grand Canyon. And he wasn't kidding. This gaping gash meanders 277 miles across the Arizona landscape. The width of the canyon is nothing to sneeze about either, ranging from about 4 to 8 miles. Most impressive, though, is the depth of the canyon. In most places, the wonder is carved a mile or more into the ground. Now, Mount Everest rises about 5.5 miles above the ground, meaning that the Grand Canyon is 1/5 as deep as Mount Everest is tall. Pretty impressive, if you ask me. Hikers intrepid enough to cross from one rim of the canyon to the other take about 3 days to do so, one to hike down, one to hike across, and one to hike up the other side. The 1 mile elevation change in the canyon creates some interesting ecological scenarios. There are almost 2,000 different species of trees, flowers, bushes, moss, and fungi found within the park's borders, including 12 different plants which are endemic, or only found within the canyon. This is all thanks to the amazing diversity of biomes found within the park. Depending on the elevation, you can find dry desert scrub or green grassy meadows. You can walk through pine forests or explore the riparian biome found next to the Colorado River. According to the National Park Service, the Grand Canyon is home to 129 different vegetation communities. The mile-high strata of the canyon walls has proved to be a treasure trove for geologists and archaeologists. The walls are pockmarked with almost 1,000 caves. The handful that have been fully explored have yielded everything from Native American artifacts to mummified remains of plants that have been extinct since the Ice Age. Thanks for tuning in to episode 121 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. That's S-E-A-N @dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave, all one word. It looks like I'm being followed by Darth Vader now. So join the ranks of the Empire and follow me on Twitter or else I'll send Darth Vader on you. And make sure you come back tomorrow and Darth Vader will actually love this topic. When we learn how you listeners at home can turn a simple Mexican cornfield into a volcano in just one easy year.